Got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around. Down around
the Review Board meeting of Tuesday, August 9th. We have roll call, please.
Member Carroll.
Here.
Member Schneider.
Here.
Member Shaler.
Present.
Member Sweeney.
Here.
Member Whalen.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Chair Branch.
Here.
Thank you.
And we'll start with item B1, the meeting minutes.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Do we get a second?
I will second that.
Any discussion? No? Okay. Well done, Linda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain, I wasn't here.
Two abstentions for being absent. And now item B2, planning director report.
Hello, I'm filling in for Mary today, who's on vacation. I'm Lisa Prossy, if you don't know me. I'm the current planning manager. We don't really, the only two things I have is one, a reminder that your next meeting in August is canceled, and so your next meeting date will be September 13th.
Yeah.
We have a contract planner who has been joined our staff since Michael Concepcion left, and she'll be presenting one of the items today. Her name is Christina Fung, and I will introduce her when her item comes up.
Thank you.
Terrific. That's all I have.
Question, please, for staff. Have you received any applications for the open position?
Unfortunately, I'm unaware of any. I haven't checked with the city clerk. Mary's usually on top of that, but I personally don't know. I can check.
All right, thank you. Item C, review of agenda and projected agenda. Any changes or all items scheduled
yes.
to be here?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. Okay, item D, public comment. This time the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda items relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Anybody here plan on saying a few words for that? No? Seeing none, we'll move on to the sign calendar.
Thank you, Chair. The sign subcommittee met at 2:45. I was there, Aaron Carroll and Bill Sheeler, we were all in attendance. And we looked at the Decker's Monument signage at 6601 Hollister Avenue, which shows in the packet that you all have. The signage itself, the monument sign retains the same size and shape that it is now, but they're changing the signage from, I think it was Decker's Outdoor Corporation to Decker's Product Showcase. But they're also including an LED sign under a metal hood that would say either open or closed. It was pretty much the unanimous opinion of the sign subcommittee that the LED sign is not acceptable. And we offered the applicant the option of going before the full board or being continued while he checks back with his client. He opted to check back with his client to see what else they might try and do. And so we recommend continuance of this item until the next board meeting.
Okay. All those in favor?
Yes. I'll second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we need a second.
And just one more discussion on that. The site plan shows the monument sign in the incorrect location.
Right.
Did we make that as a comment?
No, we didn't. But
yeah. I think that's important to correct.
Good catch. Okay, so Member Carroll seconded. So any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so we'll continue to, is that to the September 13th meeting? Very good. All right, and that takes us to item F1. Madam Secretary?
Item F1 is the Maxwell ground story porch and second story deck located at 6597 Camino Venture Ruoso, K case number 16062 DRB.
Good afternoon. I'm filling in for Daryl today. He's out of the office. This was last seen, I believe, on your June 28th meeting, and it was continued to today with some comments. So I passed out not only the revised plans, but also the minutes to kind of remind you what it was that you had said last time. So. Not sure there's much more for me to say other than to turn it over to Don Swan, the project architect, to present it.
Okay, the floor is yours, sir.
Don Swan, designer for the project.
Press the button in the center. There you go.
There we go. Don Swan, designer for the project. And pretty much the same thing as we had last time we were here. There's more detail because we're back to, we have working drawings for ready for a permit. And there might be a few more details on the wooden portions of the decks and porches area that were that were just showing a little detail of the wood and how it's constructed. I think the last comment was about the light fixture.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we have a light fixture. The owners picked out one. I put it on the elevation page. It's a there's five of them located around the house, one on the garage, and two on the garage, one on the back, one in the front, and one on the deck at the back, upper deck and lower deck on the front, on the back. And the entry doesn't have one because we have some flush lights in there, so it doesn't reflect to that.
Flush in the ceiling downlight?
Yes, correct. These are basically for lighting the area for people that would be transferring down the stairs and so on. Won't be on most of the time. Seated glass and some mechanical upright lights.
Is this the type of light fixture where the bulb is actually tucked up inside the bell part up on top there?
Yes.
Okay.
So the bulb is up in the housing up here?
Yes, you can see it. They're sticking down. They're just a candelabra type of lamps. You can see the lamps.
Oh, my mistake.
I see that as the fixture is here sticking up and the bulb is there.
I think it's the other way. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Just a question maybe associated with this particular lighting fixture and its location being now on a second story and the neighbors next door making sure that it's not providing too much illumination into the next door neighbor's yard.
Do we have some photos? I don't know whether you wanted to look at that, but there's there is some.
Daryl has some photos in his case.
This is where the deck is. Mm-hmm. There's the neighbor. And the neighbor behind is over here.
Can you put that?
Sorry. In other words, the deck is going to be located here. The light will be on the wall in this neighborhood. And that's the neighbor next door. the neighbor behind, their house is on the other side of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no, and it's only for to meet code, frankly, just to have a light by the stairway. Mm-hmm. It probably won't be on. Why would they go down there at night? I have no idea.
You guys need to see this?
I think I understand.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that's all for your presentation.
Yes.
Looks like you've got your CDs or you're ready to submit, aren't you?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Trailing detail.
I gotta say, I'm still way behind the times because I do all my work by hand as well. And I gotta say,
that's the only way.
This gives me encouragement.
Any questions from the board?
I guess the only question I had, because it looks like with the review, you know, with the review of the last meeting that staff provided us with, it sounds like we like it. I like it. What else was needed? I guess we just needed to see more in the way of details. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the only question I had.
Bill, did you have any questions?
No, I didn't. Thank you.
Anybody down this way have any questions? How about any comments? We'll start this way. Dennis, maybe?
I just reiterate my previous comments about what a good job I think this is all the way around.
Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. It's G1.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would echo that, except for the fact that it's all hand-drawn.
I'm on Tom's side. Sorry.
Comments down here?
From the original site visit, it was pretty clear that this was a project that wasn't really going to have any negative effects on the neighbors, which is one of the first things that I'm looking at on the project where you're doing second story and lighting and things like this. And this has really never been an issue in this project. And I think this is a really nice addition to this home.
Thank you.
So I'll be supporting this.
I agree. The only thing I would say is I think everything else is great and acceptable, but this would be, and I realize the privacy issue, but this would be the first time we'd be throwing out non-dark sky compliant fixtures. And I realize the privacy is there.
Could I make a possible suggestion? I forget who the name of the lighting company is, mm-hmm. but when I saw your cut sheet, it looks exactly like the one I'm thinking of, and what they have is they, instead of using the candelabra incandescent lights at the bottom, it's still the same size and shape, but style. It's almost identical, but it's an LED bulb, which is
yes.
tucked up inside.
Yes.
That would be the only, I think that would be the thing that we would look for, if anything.
I was just going to ask if you'd be adverse to swapping out that fixture, other than that.
No, in fact,
Because I think
like
the style was fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. Yeah.
This is one that she picked with an LED in.
All right.
So the only difference of it is the grill work on the
The grill
cross.
Work on the cross.
Yeah.
Cross yeah. member. Yeah. I think that's fine, too.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I think building will like that more.
I mean, I thought the other fixture was handsome and all, but, you know.
Yeah, that's the same fixture except for that.
It was a fixture with two 60-watt bulbs, and if a hedge goes away, there's light glass. You know, so
fine.
That would be my only comment.
Can I make a motion?
Sure. Yes. Chair, before motion, should we do declarations?
Oh, yes.
All right. Has everybody revisited the site?
No recent site visit, no ex parte.
No recent site visit, no ex parte.
Same?
Yeah, I have not visited the site since the original time, and no ex parte.
Same for me.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, and no ex parte.
Okay, I would like to make a motion for design review approval of this project. It fits all the requirements for neighborhood compatibility. The development's compatible in size, bulk, and scale. The site layout is appropriate and well-designed. The project has a harmonious relationship with the existing residents. It doesn't adversely affect public views. It'll enhance the neighborhood, and it's considerate. It respects the privacy of neighbors, considerate of private views and solar access. The motion also says that we find that the quality of architectural design is very good and acceptable with all the points listed. Kind of abbreviate this thing. I don't believe we were involved. No landscape was being involved in this, so everything is appropriate to the site as far as landscaping is concerned, and it follows all the zoning ordinances, public health, safety, welfare is protected, and it doesn't change anything on the street design. So I recommend design review approval with the condition that the applicant use the alternate exterior light that uses the LEDs.
Correct. Okay. Very good.
You got a second?
Second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. With that, we'll move on to item G1.
Item G1 is for revised design review. It's the Hampton Inn facade improvements located at 5665 Hollister Avenue, case number 16061 DRB.
Before we begin, I would like to see about declarations for everybody visiting the site.
No recent site visit, no ex parte.
No recent site, no ex parte on this one either.
Same, no new visit, no ex parte.
No new visit, no ex parte.
No new visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Hi again.
Take it away, staff.
Okay. So this was last seen in July, I believe, on the 12th. And I'm going to pass out the minutes from that meeting as well. There were a number of things related to the exterior lighting that you had comments on, as well as the ledger stone. So I think the applicant tried to address some of those concerns. And have submitted the revised drawings in front of you there with an attempt to be a little bit more clear on the labeling. And so we have with us
Ray McGee representing Summit Properties.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
The floor is yours, sir.
So then I believe that the prior approval, you guys didn't have any problems with the stone and or the colors because they match existing what we have there or close to it. So and the locations of the colors will indeed be what you currently see. So if it's whatever a green color, then it'll go back to green color. So essentially there's no change there. This goes on the porticature columns in the front, as you can see in the drawing there.
Here, yeah.
And then the light fixtures, we wanted to do those, and those are all you know, the dark sky compliant. So there's no illumination up and outward or affecting any people. And that's basically all that we're doing. It's kind of just a facelift for the Hampton Inn.
So to clarify, these are the colors we're talking about?
Correct.
So people can get a sense. And so essentially, if I understand correctly, the point you'd be, the white would be replacing the closest to the white.
Correct.
You're not really doing yellow anymore, so that's probably this guy.
Correct.
And you're doing the
creamy
closest
color.
Tone to each of these.
Correct.
Got it. This is a nice palette.
Exactly. A little nicer than that. A little more updated. So it gives it a new, fresher look.
I see. Okay. Before we proceed, I have a speaker slip here from...
Sorry. That one actually, it belongs with H1. We have the wrong
H2. H2, got it.
H2.
I rescind that.
We have a couple more for that item.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, with that in mind then, any questions from the board? Okay, how about comments?
Start that this way, the tenant bill.
I think the color scheme will be better. I'm looking forward to seeing how what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And the lighting that you've picked, I think, is attractive as well. And the fact that it's dark sky compliant, obviously, is important. I think they go together. I'm interested to hear what other people think.
I like the colors that have been presented. The only problem I had, I think, the last time was just the light fixture that was going to be out front. I still forget what the use of that room is. The one on the left-hand side here, this room right here. But anyways, I like the new fixture selection for that. The XSWS1, I think, does a better job there. And also the other fixture here presented XSWS-2.
Out on the Port Cachere?
Yeah, on the Port Cachere. I think that's a good choice, too.
Okay.
That's my comments.
Senator Schneider?
I wasn't here last time, so I will be abstaining. So it doesn't confuse anybody.
I think everything's... I'm on board with everything you're proposing. I'm just wondering, do we know where each color goes on every part of the building? Or is that, because we looked at drawings last time that had call-outs for...
Yeah, it's whatever, like for like. So wherever the locations of the colors are now, they'll be the same locations of that. No change. They'll be... So, like, if it's the...
So you have the old color documented, and then it's replaced with this. You have that documented.
Mm. That I don't know. I think I have the same drawing you have there. Do you mean, like, for instance, like the drawing there? That's the only other drawing there. Except for this one. So if you wanted to see, it gives you a few. This is current, so it will all, it'll be substituted with these colors.
Okay, so you still have these drawings as part of your...
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Any comments, Aaron?
I'll be abstaining as well. I missed last meeting.
One, two. Okay.
I think the lighting fixture substitute is a good change. I've liked all of what you've done on the project. My only suggestion that would be is when you're painting, is to assess a better location for the street number. Right now, it just looks like it's stuck up under the molding, but just a suggestion.
You're speaking of this.
Right,
yes.
The
it just looks like it's stuck up there rather.
Would you like it lowered a bit?
Just kind of centered so that it looks lowered a little bit.
I gotcha.
Yes.
You may need to verify that with the fire department.
The fire department, I realize.
But yeah, not a bad suggestion.
Yeah, it's good. Do you see any with the fire department? I don't see any. Shouldn't be a problem. But should I notify them? Or is that what you guys do?
When you move address numbers around, you're in their territory, so yeah, you should let them know.
Okay.
They probably won't have a problem with them, but that's kind of the protocol. Okay. All right. So, all right. Does somebody want to make a motion? We are for design review, right? Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion for design review approval as submitted.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Just have a good day. Brian, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Do you have this one?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Glad you had it.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
All right, and now we're on to item H1.
Item H1 is for conceptual review. It's the Lindmar office facade improvements located at 6300 Lindmar Drive, case number 16098 DRB.
Chair, I want to introduce you guys to Christina Fung. She is an assistant planner. She's a contract assistant planner, helping us out while we're with the loss of Mr. Concepcion. And she's been with us about a month, and now she's presenting to you.
Great. Thank you very much. Before we start, can I get declarations from everybody?
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, although I'm familiar with the area, no ex parte.
I visited the site, no ex parte.
I did not visit the site, and no ex parte.
I visited the site, and no ex parte.
Might have to put these over here. So we can
no site visit, no ex parte.
Camera.
I have visited the site, and no ex parte discussions.
Okay. The floor is yours, and welcome, by the way.
Thank you. This project is located at 6300 Lindmar Drive. This is for conceptual review. The property includes a 38,000 square foot two-story office building on a 1.68-acre lot in the Industrial Research Park Zone District and a Business Park Land Use designation. The applicant generally proposes facade improvements on the east and west elevations. No changes to the north or south elevation facades or additional square footage are proposed as part of the improvements. And I'll let that architect talk about more.
Okay, if you introduce yourself for the record.
Hi, my name is Siglinde Pukki. I'm with Schubin and Donaldson, and we're proposing some pretty minor improvements to attract better tenants for the building. The second floor is currently vacant. Some pictures of the existing conditions, and our client in the meantime also decided they would like to paint the whole building. So I brought a color board that has the facade colors that we are proposing, and we changed the sketches that we have in there to show those colors. So on the east side, we're proposing to build a new deck and to change the glazing of all the openings to a clearer type of glass and an insulated glass unit to make it possible to look to the inside of the building. Right now, the building has tinted glazing and looks pretty hostile that way. Then we're proposing a deck here in front, which is also shown on the site plan. We wanted to do a cedar deck with cedar slats, guardrail, and a weathered steel trellis with a canvas in it. So the extent of the trellis kind of hugs the second floor entry. And then these windows would be made, or doors would be made operable to access the deck outside. Then on the west side, we're proposing to add a 1'6" pop-out that signifies the entry, because most users of the building use this entrance to the building. And right now it's just like a, it looks like a service door, steel door. Mm-hmm. So we're proposing to use a gray cement panel. There might be possible signage opportunity above the door for a tenant TBD at this point, and then a little canopy above the door and a new entrance door with glazing.
And a new, and looks like a new window here somewhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cut a little vertical window in there, which would bring light into the stairwell, mm-hmm. which is behind.
Questions from the board?
Siglinda, have you... any thoughts about exterior lighting enhancement for these two entryways?
Lighting, yeah, we would probably take a look at the lighting and come back with some suggestion for the next go around. We just wanted to get a feel. Mm-hmm.
And you're not making or suggesting any landscape changes at all?
No. Except for taking out some landscaping to accommodate the patio.
The deck on the mm-hmm. east side?
Yeah.
Any questions down here?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing further drawings of this as this develops. But I do have a few questions. And I apologize if you might have already covered them. I was busy looking at the drawings as well, and I might have missed it. But on the east elevation here, on the right-hand side, well, on both sides, these mm-hmm. masses here and then over there, mm-hmm. Are those remaining with the existing material, or is there some new treatment that you're doing with that?
Well, we're proposing just to paint it. It's existing CMU block, mm-hmm. and we would just paint okay. it in a new color.
All right.
And this is the curved one.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The corner. No, yeah. Actually, this one.
Sorry, sorry.
This one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And one other question.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. One other question on the partial west elevation, beside the door to separate the entry there from where the loading dock is. Mm-hmm. You've got a. Okay, that says existing. Oh, okay.
There is a guardrail.
I got it.
Existing, but we would want to enhance that with some cedar slats as well.
Yes. Would you be raising it up in height as well, possibly?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well, those are the only questions I had. Thank you.
So, well, one clarification. You were talking about how the glazing is tinted right now, and you're talking about replacing that, but the drawings mm-hmm. say existing glazing to remain?
That's a mistake if it says that. No, we would exchange this whole side of glazing.
So that's that's just this, but not all of this?
Not all of this, no.
Just from the east side, from the Linmar side,
right.
Really?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more? Did you have any questions, Bill?
Just thinking, Chair, a couple questions here. On on the west side, I noticed that there are some chairs that are there for staff to sit outside and some bike racks.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a place to remaneuver those?
Could still live in this area. There's enough room
for
that.
And on the east side, now that there's going to be a deck underneath those windows, will there be any issue of people on the deck looking into people's workspace, or is...
That would be the same tenant using the deck versus the inside of the building there.
Okay. Is there any issue with rainfall from the roof falling onto the deck? Does there need to be any additional guttering or anything?
No. I don't think we would need anything. It couldn't... The deck would get wet. No matter what, right?
Okay.
So it's going to drop down there.
The way that I understand the way it's located, it seems like there is some sort of change in elevation. Is there something that's going to be underneath the deck?
No, nothing planned. It would be elevated, and as the ground slopes away, it, you know, would be more elevated.
Yeah, I was just thinking as you're driving, coming up to that corner and turning onto Linmar, kind of looking underneath the deck seems incomplete, because that's kind of a vantage point visually.
I guess we put something there, like a river rock or, you know, some landscape.
There's some in the first page. So the deck would be here? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From here to here. I don't think you'd be able to really look under, but
here's a good shot of it. It'd be right here.
Mexican river rock or something underneath, so it's not just dirt.
Or landscaping or something? Or
maybe some plants.
Pardon me.
Shadow plans.
And this is the door that you're talking about doing an entry and adding a window up here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Another view of that entry door and window being probably here.
Mm-hmm.
Clarification, please. Did I understand that the block is to be painted? I didn't.
Mm-hmm. It's already painted now. It's not a colored block. The whole building is already painted.
Thank you.
Where is your color palette? Is that from here? Oh, you have it. With your paint scheme colors, perhaps you could point out.
Yeah, which goes where?
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
So the lighter blue, lighter gray, sorry, goes on the ZMU block, and the darker gray on those bands. On those horizontal.
So if I could flip to this, exactly what you're talking
this
about.
This would be light gray.
That's the darker,
gray. Yeah.
This is the lighter gray.
Right, and then the darkest gray goes up here.
Up on the soffit and the fascia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the trellis is Corten steel.
Mm-hmm. Weathering steel, and the cedar we want to stain with a mahogany stain.
And then, what's the
That's the mullion color for the new mullions, which we're matching the existing.
Which are going, are on you the putting them east. Over here, or when you replace these windows? Is that what
when
you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 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 Any other questions?
No.
Comments? Right down this way, sir.
I think these are all fine suggestions and improvements to the building. Thank you.
Likewise, I think it's going to be an improvement to the look. Nice for the neighborhood.
I concur.
Yeah, I think it's a nice little project. I think next time we're going to want to look at light fixtures specifically, mm-hmm. and also whatever landscaping, be it rocks or whatever you're mm-hmm. going to do underneath that
Proposing
deck. Or
here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but other than that, I'm fine with it.
Same here. I like this. I think this would be a nice project. I look forward to seeing more details on this at the next meeting. That's my comments.
Looks good to me. Like it's going in the right direction.
I agree. I think. I mean, it took that your conceptual drawings were, at least with regards to this stuff, were. About as conceptual as it could be, so it took me a minute to kind of figure out what everything was. But I think what you're doing is a great improvement on it. So I'm on board with that. So so this is conceptual. So can I get a motion for continuance?
Yeah.
Don't we need a motion to continue it? Yeah, that way I thought that was the point that we had to do a motion specifically for setting a date
right.
for the noticing purposes.
To be ready.
In 4 weeks, yeah.
We could 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The next meeting is in 4 weeks.
September 13th, I guess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, somebody want to give me a motion to...
I move to continue this project with our comments to the September 13th meeting. Comments being that we feel the project is definitely an improvement, moves in the right direction, and we would like to see more detail concerning the different elements of the project, such as the deck, the area around the entryway, and
light fixtures, landscape,
that sort of thing.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then the next time, can we attempt to, with the amount of details, get final review? Or do you think this will take three?
Yeah, if it's agendized for design review, then yes, provided you have
everything.
Your architectural details, mm-hmm. all the information we're looking for.
Right. It wouldn't be for conceptual again. It would be for design
Correct.
Review. That's the next step.
Is this the same as what we got in our package?
Okay. Item H2.
Item H2 is conceptual review. It's Cali Real Hotel Project, located at 5955 Cali Real, case number 16097 DRB.
Thank you. All right, declarations from everybody?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And site visit with no ex parte.
All right.
Floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. All right. I'll lead it in here real quick. So this is the property at 5955 Cali Real. Includes a existing 13,327 square foot commercial building, formerly a restaurant. The lot is 1.98 acres, and it's in the C2 zone district, and is the land use designation is community commercial in the general plan. The applicant is proposing a three-story, 148-room hotel, totaling approximately 85,746 square feet, with 154 parking spaces, 45 of which would be underground. And there would be associated landscaping improvements around the hotel as well as an outdoor pool. So before
going into the applicant's presentation, I wanted to just talk about a little bit more about processing, what we're doing. So they've also submitted, the applicant has submitted a development plan, which would be required for a structure like this. Preliminary analysis is that the proposed use is consistent with allowed uses in the general plan and the zoning ordinance. So that's community commercial land use designation in the general plan and C2 zoning designation in the zoning ordinance. The development plan application is incomplete at this point. I've asked for some more details from the applicant, and they're working on getting that to me. So once I receive that additional information, I can complete my review for consistency with development standards, all of them that apply. So I think the goal today, the applicant is going to be requesting comments from the board on the design concept that they have put in front of you here today.
Mm-hmm.
And then more to come after the decision maker weighs in on the merits of the project later.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a question for staff?
Yes, I do.
You mean so, I didn't answer them all? Or
I thought that was pretty thorough.
So you guys have not had enough time to do a complete zoning analysis to know whether they're in compliance or not with everything?
Right. So there's a number, as you know, there's a number of development standards that apply both in our general plan, our zoning ordinance. We have commercial design standards. So that complete analysis, I've asked for some more information from the applicant to do that. Today what we're looking at is the design to see if they can get a direction on where the design is going at this point.
Okay.
It's on. Okay, good.
Chairman Branch, I'm Michael Stanton. I'm the architect working on the hotel. With me is Dave Watson, who is the planning advisor for the developer of the project. As staff has related, the intent is to take down the existing now vacant building, commercial building on the site that was previously the Fast and Fresh,
Good Earth,
and then before that it was a very large restaurant and the like.
Grays.
Yep. And develop a three-level hotel. While I'm looking forward to getting staff's additional comments and getting the information we need, we believe we are consistent with the development standards, with the height limit, with coverage, with parking requirements and the like. The proposal is for a three-star rooms-only hotel. The intent is not to have a restaurant, just to have a breakfast room. We're not, as you look at the first-level plans, which are on sheet A6, you'll see that there's no appreciable meeting space involved in it. So this is a business weekend visitor-serving hotel. The illustrative second floor plan, which is the same as the third, which is on A7, shows that we are including a fair number of double queen rooms to give us the flexibility of leasing the hotel to families as well as to business travelers. So we're hoping to straddle that market for families coming to visit the university, families traveling up and down the coast, as well as business travelers.
An extended stay kind of?
No, it's not an extended stay. There's no kitchens, there's no bathrooms and the like. It's a three-star limited service. But the blow-up, which is on A14, indicates one of the purposes of the bays that we're showing sticking out on the east and west sides of the building, and that is to give us a room that's large enough for two double beds. So that was the whole purpose of that. And it increases the flexibility, and as I say, it makes this a hotel that appeals not only to business people, but also to guests visiting the university and visiting Goleta and the like. In terms of the proposed palette of materials, actually, let me do one more thing if I may first. An underground parking, partial underground parking garage was mentioned. If you look at sheet A6, you will see where that garage is occurring. Our intent is that the entrance to the garage will be at the freeway end of the project, which is right down here, so we'll drive.
So you come back here and come down.
Drive under the building from the other side, Chairman Branch. So the main arrival would be like this, and you'd be swinging right in, parking under a section of the building that we anticipate having to excavate anyway. That also enables us to put a little bit more of the site into landscaping and to build the desired 146 hotel rooms. In the package, gentlemen, that is in front of you, if you flip to A15, it will give you some feelings as to our initial thoughts on what the hotel would look like. At the top of sheet A15 is the view from the freeway. This is a little deceptive because the freeway is actually about 4 feet above the lot at that corner. So if you're at the existing site, you look out at effectively the fenders of the car at eye level when you're down in that corner. It shows a screening around that entrance to the garage, signage out at the highway. At the bottom of this sheet is the elevation coming in off of Calle Real. And on the next sheet, A16, indicates our proposed treatments for the exterior facing the swimming pool and the arrival building, the arrival portion of the building under the porte cochere. The materials themselves are probably best described on sheet A13, the proposal is currently that we would do the bulk of the hotel in a stained wood siding. That we would use the bays that are shown on the second and third level that are providing the double queen rooms would be a plaster siding, probably a pre-finished, in a contrasting lighter color. That the windows would be Kynar factory-finished satin aluminum windows, and that we would have a vertical and horizontal spandrel of metal panel at the cross in the center. We're showing the parapets of the bays extending up above the roof line. Our current roof is set at 35 feet, consistent with the height limit, and we're showing them extending up a little further. That's in anticipation that the noise analysis of the site is going to require us to use a two-pipe or a four-pipe mechanical system and not a through-the-wall system in order to comply with state standards, which require us to lower the ambient noise of the guest rooms below the adjacent noise. And because of the proximity of the freeway, we are anticipating that, and so I'm proposing that we extend the bays up to create the mechanical enclosure for the condenser units above the guest rooms.
You're talking about these guys here?
This? I'm talking about the white sections right here. Yes. And right here. They would contain the condensers for the eight guest rooms and below them. So it groups all that stuff together and doesn't let it sort of become a hodgepodge around the roof. The service spaces of the building, we're proposing corrugated metal siding, both at the sections of the roof, which will extend higher than that, such as where the hot water heaters are, and at the elevator override. So
so is this your 35-foot height limit?
That's the current, the heights are more clearly called out, Chairman Branch, on sheet A9. And the lower of those two diagrams on sheet A9 indicates that the top of roof is at 35 and that the parapet is shown at 40.6. So the top of those enclosures would be the 40 foot 6, with the only thing extending above that being the elevator override and the screening around the water heaters.
So again, once again to clarify, that's the 40 foot 6.
Yes, yes.
And then this is the 35.
Approximately, yes. You'll have a little curb at the front for drainage and the like, but we're not required to have an OSHA parapet.
What's that?
Right now, we're showing a pipe rail set back from the parapet edge as just an indication of detailing and to help complete the building.
Gotcha. And is that above the limit? Is the top of the wall the limit, or is the... Just in terms of your, where are you calling your 35-foot height limit?
I'm calling the 35-foot the top of the roof.
Top of the roof.
And I'm assuming that the coping and the light necessary for the counter flashing and that piece of pipe, which just adds some detail and some additional articulation at the roof line, would be above that.
Got it.
David, are there other issues I should have addressed? Otherwise, we're here primarily to hear what the committee thinks, the design review people think.
The only thing I'd add, and thank you for the time this afternoon, is that we are engaged with staff. We've had a couple of conversations. We understand the list of things that they're looking for, both as it relates to clarifications on the zoning and the architectural design, but also the environmental review, which we're going to be pursuing with them as well. And part of that is getting the scope of traffic studies and things like that fleshed out so that we actually can go forward and do this thing correctly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Before we proceeded, you should also probably, Dave, just because it's important, I think, give some background on the water discussion that we've already had. I think that's helpful to people, if you don't mind.
Sure. One of the very first things that we were counseled to do was to visit with the water district. So we met and discussed extensively what the system was of identifying prior use, how that prior use was carried forward through other activities on the site. Obviously, it's been shut down. There's nothing going on there technically right now. The water district looked at an engineer study that we prepared at their request. They went through the process of analyzing that study and came to the conclusion that they could provide the preliminary water service determination. For your benefit, the engineering analysis indicated that the 148-room hotel would require approximately 10.19 acre feet per year. The established credit for the use is 12.2, so we're 15%, give or take, below the number that had been identified by the district. And that water service determination letter is in staff's possession, too.
Part of that is we're not going to be doing laundry on site. We'll be using one of your local vendors because, obviously, one of the benefits of a hotel is just an excellent employer, generates local jobs. So there won't be an on-site laundry. There is a swimming pool, but all of the new fixtures will be as required by the state of California, which are 1 gallon flushes and the like. We also intend to dissipate, in full compliance with state law, all the stormwater on the site. We'll do that either through the planting areas, or if they're not sufficient, we'll do them through some permeable paving on the sides on the downhill draining section of the site. And as a final fallback, we'll do portions of green roof and use a holding tank and collect and flush our public space toilets with it. This client of ours has been very proactive on dealing with stormwater on some of his other properties, and so he's made that a priority.
Okay. Question?
Did you discuss the reclaimed water that we have available here and whether it's in the area with the Goleta Water District?
I
don't even know if it's in the area, but
okay.
It's not. I'm being dull.
Not close by.
Yes, Mr. Stan. What is the material of the elevator shaft and the pool courtyard? I can't quite tell.
You know, I noticed that as well, and I think we're less than totally clear on it. The intent is that it would be a pre-finished metal that would contrast with the wood and would articulate that this is a different element than the guest rooms. The windows you see in that elevation on A16 that you're referring to are a window on each floor of the elevator. So as you come off the elevator, you're not trapped in a dark hallway. You know that where everything is. But certainly that's the kind of thing, along with lighting, which I heard in our previous discussions, additional information on landscape, and the kinds of things that we'll be bringing back to you at the appropriate time.
All right. Before we proceed any further, I'd like to get some comments from the public. We have some speaker slips here. The first one is, and forgive me if I mispronounce your name, Sarah Astorga.
Do you want me to relinquish this spot to her? Here, why don't you take this spot, ma'am? Green button on.
Just This is my first time here, obviously. And I live in Goleta. I've lived in Goleta almost 26 years. I've raised both of my children in Goleta. My youngest goes to DP and will be a senior this year. I have a lot of concern over all of the building that's going on and the numerous number of hotels, especially by Fairview, where like I think the wait time at the light is excessive as it is. To add anything additional in that area, especially with that number of rooms and that many cars that will be coming in, I think is a huge problem. Also, I wanted to know how this connects to the car wash. In the Good Earth days, you know, you'd go through the car wash and pull out the Good Earth parking lot. And the question I have on the height is, if there's a height standard, why isn't everything included in that standard? Why is there anything above the standard? Beside that, water, as we all know, is dwindling. And as a homeowner, I pay drought surcharges and twice as much water that I did 2 years ago. And to continually add more and more hotels and housing when we are in such a drought, I think is pretty ridiculous myself. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next we have Barbara Massey.
I'll read this and get out of the way. It's good to see everybody here. Goleta doesn't need or want another hotel. There are already three hotels in these three blocks of Calle Real and two more under construction to the west. The community is tired of people coming into our city and turning it into an L.A. and using our scarce water for their profit. This project fails to meet the following DRB findings. A, the hotel is not compatible with the neighborhood because it's too tall, too big, and too boxy. The size, bulk, and scale are inappropriate for the site and neighborhood. C, the project does not fit into the existing developed area and sticks out like a sore thumb, or actually more like a middle finger. The building has a stark, boxy, and in-your-face appearance. Oh, sorry, that's a D. Skip to G. The mechanical and electrical equipment is not well integrated nor adequately screened from public view. It also adds 6 feet to the height of the building, which is at 40 feet 6 inches and exceeds the 35-foot height limit considerably. J. Landscaping appears to be rather sparse. K. I do appreciate that you use trees in the public right-of-way that are on the city's street tree planting list. That's good to see. M, the project is along Highway 101, a scenic corridor, and the excessive height blocks scenic view. The architecture of the building and the facade facing Highway 101 would be more appropriate along the Bayshore Freeway at the San Francisco Airport. P, the hotel is not consistent with the architecture and design standards for commercial projects. Roman numeral 1, it doesn't enhance the visual quality. It's an ugly building in a sea of asphalt. Roman numeral 2, it doesn't enhance the neighborhood and doesn't fit in with the predominantly single-story buildings in the area. No attempt has been made to step back the upper stories to lessen the impact of the excessive height. Roman numeral 3 is a very pedestrian, unfriendly, with no indication of walkways for access around the property. There's a huge expanse of asphalt with a few existing trees. Roman numerals 4 and 5, there is a little screening of the parking and landscaping, seems to be at a minimum. And finally, I hope the very least you will do is go back to the drawing board. Reduce the hotel to 2 stories with everything, including the mechanical and electrical equipment and the screening within the 35-foot height limit. Good building also should be softened with more variation in service.
And lastly, Cecilia Brown.
Before Cecilia speaks, we're questioning whether the mic is actually on.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's on.
It's on?
Okay.
It's on. So
we've
got to take it back. I guess talk into the mic.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the design board. I appreciate Barbara's comments. She stole most of my material, so I'll just summarize.
Cecilia, wait, please.
We're saying that they're not picking up the mic.
If she could please speak in another microphone.
Yeah. That would be great.
Or can we pull it up?
Thank you. Is that good? Okay. I'm a neighbor to this project, live not too far away. I walk a lot. I'm a hiker and a pedestrian, and I'm a former member of the Design Review Board, where you sit today and look at projects. I'm very concerned about my neighborhood and making sure that new development is in scale with what we currently have. Of course, all these projects that were built in the 60s, so the scale is somewhat different than it is today. I appreciate that. But the problem that I see with this building is that it just is out of touch with the surrounding neighborhood. It calls attention to itself when it doesn't need to, and it shouldn't. There should be a more harmonious relationship with the existing and adjoining developments. I know it's going to be hard to do because some of them are one story, but you have that wonderful AC4 sports club next door that I think we've all greatly appreciated the design. It's very graceful. It's elegant. It's at a great corner, and I would like to see that this building be, rather than a standout look at me, not so pretty, that it be more in keeping with a better design. It really stands out for all the wrong reasons. I want to speak a little bit to the height. Barbara spoke quite eloquently to it. And for those of you, I think there's only one, Carl, was on the design review board when we reviewed the Hampton Inn. And we all struggled with this 35-foot height limit that the Hampton Inn, because we thought, we needed some architectural projections and so on and so forth. But if you look at the Hampton Inn today, well, it just kind of fits in quite neatly with its surroundings. It doesn't stand out. It's subdued. It's a rather big, boxy building. But I think that this proposed hotel could use some reduction in height. It's really quite tall, and there is nothing in the area that is as tall as it, nor as boxy as it. So I think that I would appreciate you taking a look at that to kind of bring it down in height. One thing I think would be important to do, we have wonderful views in the city of Goleta, and if you haven't been north on 101 going off into the northbound off-ramp onto Fairview and turning your head to the right to see where this hotel is going to be, you have to know that there's going to be some impacts, some view impacts from this hotel. You know, you reflect on the Hilton Garden Inn at Stork and Hollister, and, well, I don't need to tell you my thoughts about that, nor the community's thoughts about it, but you're going to have to do something with the edges of this hotel to kind of scale them back so that you have these wonderful mountain views as you go around that corner. I think that's really important. There are a lot of visual resource standards in the general plan that are really important, and those certainly from 101 are equally important. Access, I think, is probably going to be a land use, but we've had another speaker talk to it, and there should be, I'm not sure, it's kind of crazy funky as you come out of that car wash. And then, well, I think you all know, especially when a good earth was there, it was sometimes an issue. Let me speak a little bit about the landscaping. If you look at the other two hotels, actually there are three hotels to the east of this project, the Motel 6 not so much, but certainly the Best Western and the Goodland have really very lush landscaping. And whether you're a pedestrian or motorist, you tend to look at this landscaping. It sort of draws your eye, and particularly the Best Western if you're walking on the sidewalk, because it's quite, it's really quite nice and quite unusual. I realize that, excuse me, the Best Western has its own pump, so it's not using a lot of Goleta Water District water. But I think that this project could certainly do a lot better in, it looks like it's just done the minimum for the frontage. And since this parking lot is at the frontage of Cayo Real, draw the eye in and have a much better landscaping, more robust. I'm not sure. We have Mr. Carroll, who's a good landscaped architect, and he can have some good ideas what to do. But it, the project just needs more. The pool area, if the architect is staying at either the Best Western or the Goodland, you'll see the wonderful lush landscaping they have around their pool areas. It's really quite nice. And the one that's being proposed, not so nice. If I had my druthers and I wanted to be outside, I'd be at one of the other hotels rather than this one. But they do set a standard, which I think that this project could emulate and should emulate, quite frankly. Again, just to recap, I am somewhat concerned that I don't feel that this hotel, proposed hotel, reflects the character of Goleta. I know the character of Goleta is rather eclectic, and this is an eclectic design, but it can do better. Just as you took the Taco Bell, that design, remember what that had? Not so. And it really turned out pretty nice. It looks pretty good. So I would hope that you would work your magic with this project as well. So thank you very much. Good luck.
All right. So let's turn to the board now and start with any questions that you all might have.
Chair, if it's all right, I'd like to go first.
Sure.
Yeah, I just have a friend who's in the hospital I've got to get to. So thanks for being patient with me.
You can rattle off your questions and comments.
Yeah, then. I'll start with comments. The three-story design with the heights, if I'm reading it right, the minimum height exceeds the maximum height and then goes up from there. It is, I don't know what the right word is, but it's not compatible, I don't think, with the other properties around it. It's maybe a little bit industrial, if I don't know if that's the right word. And the color blocking seems discordant with the neighborhood. The roof line looks a little drab without some PV on it. I think that's kind of a modern aesthetic that I certainly want to see. And then you touched on, I'm going to transition into questions now. You mentioned permeable paving, and I wondered if next time we see this, if we could get some specifics on that. That's something that's good, and we want to encourage that, and thanks for coming up with that at the beginning and not having to be asked about it. That's really great. Also, specifics on the stormwater use, just the whole, not just the permeable paving itself, but as part of the greater plan. I want to know if there's any, I don't believe, Carl, that there is the reclaimed water line anywhere near there. So my question is, what's the gray water, has that been looked at? That's something I definitely would want to see. Now, I realize it's not going to be every sink, every basin in the place is going to go to gray water for various reasons. But I think a big step could be made to use that for the landscaping. Cecilia mentioned she wants to see that around the pool in specific, and you know, a use neutral way is some gray water, so we can have our cake and eat it too. I wanted to know if any solar water heating had been looked at, and the mountain views that have been brought up by nearly every one of the public comments here, just if we could see a better idea of what it's looking like from the 101 and then the neighbors all the way over to the south, what if any, now the further they are, quite a bit further away, so it's going to be diminished from there, and then a better idea to some specifics about the car and pedestrian traffic integration. I'm at a loss as to exactly what's going on the property itself, much less how it ties into the neighbors or doesn't. So that's some specifics I would like to see. And with that, I'm going to excuse myself and apologies.
No problem. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. All right. Well, as long as we're down in that neighborhood, you want to fire in Dennis?
Let's see. I appreciate the public comment. They're all very well-informed and express themselves quite nicely. First of all, I think a few trees are missing from your existing tree plan. It's easy to see. Not that that means very much. There may be a replacement quotient for the landscaping plan. And then it does seem like there's a lot of parking on this. Perhaps that's driven by the number of rooms, but it comes at the expense of landscaping, which just seems like fringe around the edges that in our tradition of Goleta and Santa Barbara area as a garden community, that this project really doesn't reflect any of that tradition. The landscape palette, and I'll defer to Aaron when he gets to it, seems very limited. There are three plants, count them, one, two, three. Two of those are trees. I happen to like Hymenosporum flavum, but they are way in the back of the project. This has one of the sweetest smell. It's a sweet shade tree. It has one of the most odoriferous flowers. I would think that using that around entryways or public areas around the pool rather than putting it back by the freeway, not that I mind the other tree at all. And then there's only one other planting. You might develop a very lush planting plan around the pool, especially so that it screens itself from the parking lot adjacent, so that as one of the public comments was that the pool was a much more inviting area. I guess to get the parking down, you have to eliminate some rooms, but I'll let that go to the staff members in the planning department. But it does seem to be driven largely by a huge amount of parking. Let's see. And then this modulation of this design element, which in and of itself I think is very handsomely rendered and thought out, but I do question its appropriateness in this neighborhood. To my mind, the building, from these very good renderings that you've done, it looks rather clinical or medical, and that it doesn't read as a hotel to me. Well, not welcoming in the sense of hospitality. So you may have missed the mark on there. And then some variation. I think the entryway is quite handsome, the portico share, but the corner that faces the street, I think, is quite weak for announcing itself as a hotel. I believe you get my drift on this. And then the location for signages is all very appropriate. However, in these renderings, it looks rather after the fact, except for the portico share. That looks like it's integrated with the design. And as for its height, I'll leave that. You know, it's a matter of density, right? But if it is rather bulky. It is a large building, as the public have said. And perhaps if it were to be mitigated with a roof that lessened the impact of the third story, something for you to think about.
Aaron?
Yeah, I'll start with questions. Are both ingress, egress, entrances off of Calarial required, or could one of those potentially go away?
We haven't had the discussion.
Oh, you need to turn your mic back on.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. We haven't had the detailed discussion, Aaron, with the we haven't had the detailed discussion with the fire department yet. My assumption was that fire truck access would be required around the building. And so that's why the drive is shown extending on the page south side that's seen on A3. If that's not the case, then a turnaround located at the
west end of the, well, the, at the true north, the true south end of the site would be fine, and then that could be reclaimed as landscaping. So I think that's a discussion I can have before this comes back.
Might be an area you could pick up some landscape.
Yeah, a lot.
It's probably better as from a circulation standpoint the way it is, but another question, is there any opportunity to get some more landscape along the north east side of the site?
Sure.
It's just paved right up to the parking, the property line.
Yes.
Okay.
The side that abuts the sports facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trash enclosure locations, or is that interior to?
It's interior right now. I think it's shown on it will be interior. It'll be part of the back of house area. That'll be on A6. I'll identify trash.
Okay. In my comments, I guess, generally speaking about the architectural style, I do think it's a nice design. Is it appropriate to Goleta or more appropriate to, you know, a more urban environment like San Francisco, Los Angeles? I think that's something I'm struggling with. Maybe it's a little too clean as a general comment. I do think it's a good design, though. There are very few pedestrian ways for pedestrians to park their car and get to the entrance. I think that needs to be studied.
Yeah, sure does.
The two dead-end parking areas are a bit problematic, awkward. I think a few other alternative studies of the overall parking would be welcome. Maybe angled parking, maybe one way. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those two dead end areas just seem weird.
Okay.
The landscaping, we talked about that. Could obviously have some more variety. I think the plan you've submitted is very conceptual, and I look forward to further development, more tree variety, more variety in general. The trees to be removed, do you know what those are?
We were just out looking at them before this meeting. The ones that are closest to the freeway are scrub eucalyptus. There are a couple that are a deciduous tree that was clearly purpose planted in the parking lot. I don't know what they are. We're going to have to identify them. So I'll
just
do this
document
question.
What's being removed as far as trees. Lighting maybe the next time around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are my comments, questions.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I'm not very well organized, but I'll go through here. The first thing is there... do you have to provide a recorded easement along what I would call the western property line that gives access
here?
Right, to the gas station and the car wash beyond?
We
that
are
a legal document someplace? Or?
We understand that the car wash has an access agreement onto the site, and that's why it is currently shown as a curb cut and accommodated in this plan.
Just to follow up on that, there is mention in the exclusions on the title report of a reciprocal access of some sort, but the actual document wasn't attached to the title report, so that's one of the things I asked for in the more information category.
Okay. And I'm just going to go down my list, which is very random, so I apologize for that.
It's not going to be any more random than the notes I'm taking.
You said there was going to be no laundry, but basically on A6 there is kind of an area that says laundry. Now, I don't know if that's just collecting it to take it off-site or whatever, but I just wanted to note
laundry that. Will be done off-site. There will be there'll be two or three small, large-scale household washing machines for washing the odd pieces and the like, but laundry's going to be off-site.
And I know you're very conceptual. The wood species that you're going to be using or that you're proposing for
the siding?
The siding. Have you thought about EPE?
Have thought about it. Okay. Haven't got a decision yet.
Throw that out there. site design. So let's talk about, go to landscape plan and be as good as any A4. I guess I'm wondering about whether you've got your actual building entry in the right place as opposed to shifting it out towards Cai Real. Right now, it feels very auto-oriented as opposed to pedestrian-oriented. And I think one of the speakers talked about the hotels down the road, which are, and I would certainly expect here that if this was to get here, they're going to, pedestrian-wise, they're going to want to walk from this hotel to the Taco Bell, to the other restaurants in around the area, you know, and at this point it just doesn't seem very friendly to that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, I mean, from a site plan standpoint, could the whole building shift towards Cai Real? I don't know. It just seems that the entry gets lost back there kind of behind the, with a view of the car wash gas, back of the gas station thing, so for what that's worth.
Good feedback.
And I would argue that the transition edges on both what I would call the west and east, where you've got literally looks like pavement right up to property line, needs to be softened somehow, even if it's tree wells or something to be able to accommodate that. I think that'll happen down the road when we get to a more consistent plan and you've probably got some landscape input. I'm not to the point where I want to complain about our process, but that's our process. So that's good. I'm going to do that later. So.
Complaint to follow.
Yeah.
Not on our account.
No, it has nothing to do with you, really. If and when you come back, I think it'll be important for us to be able to see a street scene along Cai Real showing existing and how this plugs in, whatever that may mean. And then also from as you come back from the ocean over Fairview Avenue Overcross and come down that, you're looking right over the top of that.
As one of the speakers mentioned.
Right, yeah, right over the top of the gas.
We need that perspective
right,
for
so we're gonna need
before and after so you can see what it looks like.
Correct.
So I can see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building height, I think our building height, 35 foot, is a maximum. So the fact that you've got parapets going above that is a no-no technically. So you may have to adjust. Do you got 15 foot floor
you know,
to floor on your first
this
floor?
This one of the first things we discussed with. And by the way, everybody's mentioned the height limit, and when we come back to you next time, we will have worked with staff on it. But we've had a lot of discussions with the city on that, and we understood it to be to the roof and not to the highest part of the building. But we will clarify and address it because
right.
It's certainly been brought up by all the speakers, and it's a concern of yours. And so when it comes back to you, we'll have a different answer.
Well, and
or
I think
an
as
yes.
One of the speakers said, even we struggle with it from time to time when we're trying to put three stories in 35 feet, but at least that's our understanding of it at the moment. Architectural design. I'm gonna play off of what Dennis said relative to the character, and I do think that this is quite nice in its own little world design wise. I'm not convinced it goes where we're putting it. And I don't know if colors would help or not, but we are kind of a, you know, we're not Santa Barbara. We're not going to require you to do Spanish per se here. So we are rather an eclectic architectural character neighborhood, town. But I think this would go better over on Hollister Avenue someplace as opposed to on the side that this is at. So that's going to be something that we'll have to deal with down the road. What else have I got? And I would agree with the pool area just needs more work. Just leave it at that, more study. And I guess... I guess that's all I got for now.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Tom?
Well, I'll try and be short because a lot of comments that I have actually marched right along with Member Schneider and Member Whalen. It's going to be tricky with the architectural design because, as everyone said, it's eclectic. And you're sitting right in between. On the one side, you've got a... kind of a Spanish Mediterranean building there on the corner, and to the other side you got one of our few examples of Googie architecture, and right across the street there's Art Deco.
And a funny commercial two-story bank and a car wash. It is an eclectic site. I do agree with everybody.
So, well, I bet I'm not really looking at the architectural design of the car wash per se, but I'm thinking of some of the other projects that we've looked at recently in that vicinity and kind of what we're trying to strive for. I do agree with what Carl was saying about the pedestrian friendly and the Porte Cochere possibly being good toward the front, because there is a lot of pedestrian opportunities there for the person who's a visitor. So it should be there instead of tucked away to the side in the rear. And that height limitation does need to be looked at and brought down. And that's, without getting more tedious with the green, with everything else, I'm going to pass at that point.
Okay.
Thank you, Vice Chair Smith. That's helpful.
Bill?
Thank you, Chair Branch, and thank you for considering all these comments.
Oh, sure.
I appreciate getting to go towards the end this time because of the excellent comments that I think have been made, and most of them all in the same vein. Excuse me. Question for staff. This is concept review, so pretty much anything can be discussed, and our comments will be compiled and given to the Planning Commission at some point.
Absolutely, yeah.
Coming up soon.
This particular application, the decision maker would be Planning Commission, yeah. But again, that application for development plan is still, we're still gathering some more information on that.
So it could be a little bit longer than this. If there was a height has been brought up as a major issue here, understandably, and one tool or remedy to understand the impact is story poles. At what point in the process would it be appropriate? Who would ask for story poles?
Well, typically that's a design review board requested item, so I would leave it to the board's discretion on that. Another tool besides story poles are visual simulations. Something that can be, the benefit of visual simulations is that it can be viewed on the screen here in a public hearing. But
and the benefit of story poles is it can be viewed by the community at large
site,
versus just people who have a
That's
computer
right.
screen.
That's right.
I want to go and talk about the water, even though this is conceptual review. So it's really not even in the purview of the planning department. It's with the Goleta Water District. Talking about the established use, and maybe I got these numbers wrong, at 12.2 acre feet per year and the anticipated use at 10.9. Is that approximately what was mentioned? So the indication was that there would be
10.19,
okay. So that there would be a reduction anticipated from the established use. And I'm guessing a lot of this could be attributed to moving the laundry off-site. So all this is a semi-shell game with water. This water is going to be used somewhere else, not necessarily on the site. Now, if the laundry that's using this water is using this as gray water and is doing something productive with that, then perhaps that's a good use for this water that's being laundered institutionally. Otherwise, I would say, let's just leave the water on site. This is an institutional water use for laundry only, so it's perfect for the use of gray water, particularly if we want to have a more robust planting palette. Mm-hmm. So there may be a reduction in water on the site, but that water use is simply shifted somewhere else. So overall, based on the Goleta Water District's use, I would think that that would need to be calculated in there somewhere. Now, I don't have these things in a great deal of order that makes sense, so pardon me for jumping around here. Architecturally, the style, to me, it does look institutional, professional, and in terms of neighborhood catability, it doesn't look anything close to the Fairview Center, which is a style that I like, or the Cairo Real Center. Looks more similar to just maybe something you'd find out at the UCSB campus. In terms of its height, the three stories and what is on top, our community is a little bit nervous after what has happened for some people at the Hilton Garden Inn, where we were told that it averages 35 feet, but yet when we see how it's actually going to look and loss of use to the mountains, it looks considerably higher than what we originally anticipated. The good news is this is on the south side, so it's really not blocking views on Carrial, though it is blocking views potentially from the freeway or as you get off the freeway. The views to the mountains, that is actually potentially based on the height that this could be a real attribute. There could be some rooms with some really nice views to the north. So I'm just wondering about the kinds of trees that you'd actually want to be planting out in your parking lot so that maybe they provide shade and they provide some sort of visual relief, but at the same time, they don't disturb potentially valuable views of towards the north. Regarding the western side and the car wash, I don't know how many decibels that is, but it's certainly beyond 60 decibels, which is considered the top of the scale by which people can live next to. I guess there'll need to be some sort of perimeter sound wall. And if there's going to be a perimeter sound wall, I don't know how tall that would need to be effective. If there is a perimeter sound wall, it should vary, not just be linear. I do note that the car wash opens Saturdays at 8 in the morning, so for guests at the hotel, that's probably not something that they want to be dealing with. It would be great if photovoltaics could be incorporated onto the roof somewhere. I don't know how much space you would have for something. I'm glad to see you've addressed the issue of the on-site recharge of the runoff. Regarding the pole sign, you have a pole sign that I guess is grandfathered in, and you'll be able to continue to have access to that. And just wondering, I guess at some point that will come before our sign committee or something like that. Not sure how you want to integrate the signage that currently exists. We don't allow any new pole signs. If you would be willing to exchange that for some other kind of signage, just maybe consider that. I assume you'll probably want some
potential
kind of
chip.
It is. I understand that completely. I understand. Regarding the pool, just making sure, not sure how tall the building will be, but that it's not blocked so that, I don't know if you've done some sort of sunlight study for the pool so that it's not overly shaded in the afternoon. I think that pretty much covers my...
Would you mind if I...
My comments.
I recognize this is just feedback, but can I respond to the sound wall for a second? It's not anticipated at all that there'll be some form of sound wall between us and the car wash. 60 decibels is likely not to be the driving factor in the design of the buildings. I suspect strongly that the sign, that the noise study that is going to be done as part of the EE is going to find a higher noise level coming off of the freeway.
I would think so.
And more in the order of 70, 75 for sure. And as such, that we will deal with in the glazing of the building, in the wall design inside the building, and as I mentioned earlier, it may limit our options for a mechanical system. But in no way do I anticipate that we'd have any kind of a sound wall between us and the car wash. First of all, in order for it to be effective, it'd be pretty tall.
Yes.
Which, needless to say, is not the direction any of us want to go into, no. Either for the hotel guests looking out at a sound wall. Like, so I don't, Bill, I don't think we're going to need a sound wall. And I suspect that I'm going to be driven by the freeway noise, not by the car wash noise.
Okay. I appreciate that feedback. When I did my site visit, to me, it seemed like the car wash was louder than the freeway. You'll obviously get empirical information.
Sure will. It's part of a noise study has already been requested by the city as part of the CEQA assessment.
And then just the last thing that I found that I wanted to make sure to be complete on this, included in our packet was something going way back, a City of Goleta resolution for standards for commercial properties. And one thing that it did mention is where the proposed structure is taller than existing structures, which this clearly is. There's nothing else three stories nearby. And it talks about ways of dealing with that, such as increased building setbacks and stepping back upper floors. So just in terms of architectural consideration, I want to put that out there as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yes.
Thank
you,
Chair. All right. I'll chime in. I think everything's been said, but I will throw in a couple other things. I would like to emphasize, I think it's really important to maintain that access to that corner lot, because that's got a pretty compromised ingress, egress in terms of how you get there. and in fact, that's kind of the only way to get there if you're coming from Cai Real. And I agree with a lot of the other comments. I'd like to say that I actually kind of like, I mean, I like contemporary architecture, and you've actually used, you know, with the wood and the corrugated, apparently corrugated siding, you've kind of taken a contemporary twist on materials that are used in a lot of the agrarian stuff around here, and I think that's clever. The view of that you have of the porte cochere is really cool. I think that's really nice. But I completely agree with the size, bulk, and scale issue. Oh, and going back just the aesthetic part. While I think that is great and it's nice and warm with the wood and all that kind of stuff, this is cold, and this feels cold.
Okay, good.
And so, you know, that I'll just leave that with you. I think that's enough. With regards to the size, bulk, and scale, I agree about the impacts it's having in this particular area. There's nothing else three story around, and I wonder if. There's a fine line between what we say as an aesthetic board versus what planning commission does as a land use authority. So in trying to straddle that, Carl's comments are good with regards to where we decide that third story is, but I think Bill touched on something that I had, where I wanted to kind of go with that, and that is, if there's gonna be a third story here, I sort of think that maybe it's this section here. And so you get a step from the pedestrian side here, you get to step up, and then this can take advantage of the mountain views. I thought Carl's suggestion of bringing the porte cochere around to the front is really logical. But then you start to get a stepped feeling. I think it then pushes the third story element even farther back from the freeway. Merely a suggestion, but I realize what that does to room count and how this whole thing works. But that's my feeling. I think trying to fit that third story in this particular area is kind of a shoehorn, and I'm not sure that's going to fly. But I think I'm certainly not against the contemporary direction you're going, especially with the materials you've chosen. I'd like to piggyback on one of what our speaker said about the landscaping. The Goodland Hotel was recently redone down the street, and their landscaping is fantastic, especially around the pool area. I think that's a good model for you to look at. They went at it
from the standpoint of a lot of drought-tolerant stuff, and I think that's a great example. I think all the other comments I would just be echoing. So those are kind of the
Chairman Branch, that's very helpful. The one thing I might suggest is, when I study this alternative that you're drawing, which we will, my inclination would be to carry that three-story section to 101, because that's the lowest portion of the site. And the imperative to it, to the extent that it, you know, that it makes sense and we can all work it out, mm-hmm. is that it drops the two-story towards Calle Real, and that it would
certainly
take advantage of the site. So I'll study this diagram and review its implication with the owner, but sure. I might run it all the way out.
Sure, I understand. I understand.
And maybe even playing off that, the three-story located towards the back of the site, though, stepping down as it moves towards Carrel would provide those views towards the mountains for people who had those third-floor rooms looking out towards the north.
Also provides an opportunity for some outdoor space on a second level, which would be nice.
Right.
Obviously, the three stories towards 101 will be dependent on the simulations of the views coming off of 101 at
right.
Fairview. Everybody's mentioned that. I think that's a requisite drawing for us to have. And story polls are certainly valuable, and if that's what the group decides they want, that's fine. But right now, we can do awfully good simulations and befores and
yeah.
afters. And so,
I agree. You know, and it's also one of those things, it's like, you know, I mean, those of us that have been around here for a long time, you know, remember when it was Good Earth, and it was always kind of a sort of a pedestrian-friendly little single-story place back here. And then, you know, when it became the motorsports place, it became a sea of asphalt. So to that extent, this is better. It's adding more landscaping. It's creating something that's more user-friendly. It feels like a pretty intensive use to the site, so I think it would be great to kind of mm-hmm. find the middle ground of where it's not oversaturating the use from a pedestrian standpoint, from a traffic standpoint, and all that kind of stuff, but still providing us, you know, all the utilities and resources notwithstanding. So, all right. Well, anybody else have anything else? Okay.
Chairman Branch, members of the commission, this is very helpful. I appreciate all of your time. You've obviously looked at the drawings and thought about it a lot, and I will take it back and review it with the client, and the next time you see it, we'll be able to, I'll either mention the points and say I wasn't able to respond to it, or hopefully you'll see enough that you'll be more pleased. But thank you all very much for your time and your attention and a lot of input that's very valuable to us.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
A question for staff. Like we talked about on the previous one, for a conceptual standpoint, because of noticing and whatnot. Does this one need to come off calendar because of the development plan process?
Yes, and we actually made a mistake on the last one. Since it was conceptual, there was no need for a motion.
Okay.
You know, conceptual reviews are, and I know this is where Mr. Schneider is cringing, you know, conceptual reviews are one time before DRB as a requirement. If the applicant wants a second one, you know, that's up to them.
Several times, and then we should get to make motions, really.
No. Well, the way the council has adopted the policy and the direction on setting up DRB, this is the way it is.
Right.
The next formal time this will come, well, if depending on what changes the applicant makes, if they're, it may or may not come back to you for conceptual before it goes through the land use process. But, and the other one, we'll have to renotice it anyway.
Got
because it.
It
goes from conceptual to design review. So continuing it didn't really help us for noticing.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, then, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. The next item is item I. Announcements by members. Anybody have anything?
Dr. Schneider.
I want to talk.
Here we go.
only because it's very frustrating to sit on this board and having sat on it since the beginning. And it just feels wrong
to have projects come before the board that have not been reviewed for compliance even by staff. They come before us for a one-time conceptual. We get to throw out comments, and if that thing goes away and we don't get to see it until it comes back after either going to planning commission or city council, makes this board almost useless in a lot of ways. So I just wanted to go on the record as saying that, and I'm probably going to show up at city council to give them my opinion at some point. So anyway, but it's just frustrating to be here at the moment. So not really an announcement, but
it, that sounds like an announcement. Well, that's loud and clear.
I didn't, you know, it's not really project specific, even though it affects, I mean, you know, every project comes before us. So,
well, anyway. Yeah, this thing can now come back completely different, and we're going to get to talk about colors and bushes, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's what makes concept review so crucial, because this is where the whole process gets launched, and that's why I think we're doing a good job at trying to be as thorough as possible. Though
our limited power, I understand that. But you know, if the whole, just because staff hasn't even had the time or energy or maybe it's just I don't know what
resources
or whatever, you know, to make sure that we're looking at a project that's in compliance with the zoning ordinance. Then why are we even dealing with conceptual? And there's even been projects in the city that have literally come before us before even making their formal application, and we've gotten the one-time shot. It goes away. We don't get to see it again. So I have a real problem with the whole process at the moment.
But I'm just the compliance with the zoning standards isn't really in DRB's purview. That's planning commission and us making sure it's compliant when we actually accept the application.
Well, I agree with that. But if all of a sudden, you know, if we've now had our conceptual review and then staff does their compliance check and all of a sudden the design's changing because of that, then we didn't see the right project. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. We are adjourned. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Romance, love and a sweet song go hand in glove. Every lover knows they go hand in glove.